Saturday night has been Bluegrass Night at WYSO for over 40 years. In the early 1970s, the station's music programming was all volunteer, and anyone with the interest and a third-class license could have a show on the air. Tom Duffy, that's him playing banjo from a tape in the WYSO archives, was one of those volunteers. He was joined in studio by his older brothers Dan and Jim. Tom was still in high school back then, and Jim was a student at Antioch College when the three took their passion for folk and old-time music to the airwaves. Here's Dan Duffy, then Tom, with what happened next.
We invited people to give us a call and request, and they started requesting more and more bluegrass. We had been playing some Stanley Brothers, some Flatten Scruggs, some Bill Monroe. We started getting a lot of requests. They loved what we were doing, and they started coming up to the radio station and inviting us to their homes. And it was a great time. It was just a great time.
Dayton had been a hotbed of bluegrass with Red Allen, the Osborne Brothers, Frank Wakefield. These are big names in the bluegrass arena. But with big names, there's also this thrust in country and bluegrass music is that it's music made by regular folks, regular people.
Not only did the Duffy brothers spin the records requested, but they performed the music themselves, along with local amateurs and professional bands, like the Hot Mud Family, who you're hearing now. WYSO's archive has hours of bluegrass recordings, many made at the Country Music Jamboree that started at Dayton's Living Arts Center on Linden Avenue back in 1974. These concerts aired live every Wednesday night for years and featured many of those regular folks. Here's Tom Duffy again.
One of my favorites was Bill Lowe, who worked at GM, spent a career there, retired from there. One of the best vocalists, I think, in bluegrass music, if you ask me.
In the deep rolling hills of old Virginia, there's a place I love so well, where it's been many days.
That's Bill Lowe singing White Dove with Suzanne Edmondson of Hot Mud on backup vocals. The friendships and fellowship of that era formed an enduring legacy. Tom Duffy's own band, the Corn Drinkers, emerged during this heady time, and it includes his wife, Linda Scutt. They're still making music together nearly four decades later. Here they are live in the WYSO studios in 1979.
To be reminded of the astonishing performances that we captured. Now, can we admit some of them are out of tune? Yes. But still, the spirit is striking and remarkable and still worth listening to.
That's just a little taste of the live bluegrass recordings in the WYSO archives. You might catch more on Midnight Ramble, Tom Duffy's current show. It's on Saturdays from 10 p.m. to midnight, right after Down Home Bluegrass, which airs from 8 to 10. Then there's WYSO's long-running morning bluegrass show, Rise When the Rooster Crows, airing Sundays from 6 to 8 a.m. Dan Duffy was one of its first programmers all those years ago. Give a listen to bluegrass on WYSO, and be sure to call in with your request. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Boy, oh boy.